Okay, let's see the Tashma inside. Tashma. Mechikes Agefes. Vesazevel. Vesamelach. Vesasid. Vesasaloim. Vesalei shachavere gimel tfachim. Vesad vesid. We said in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to go through each case of the Mishnah one by one. Brings the case of Machikin and Sagefes that you have to be Machikin from a Kaisel. Vaista is Tamadi Ika Kaisel. Aleka Kaisel. Soinech. The Mishnah only mentions that you're not allowed to put Gefes next to a wall. Vaista is if there's no wall, you're allowed to be Soinech. So it's Gemara Loi. Really, Kilaka Kaisel Nami Loi Soinech. Alamai Kamash Malan, Ha Kamash Malan, Dehanu Kashu Le Kaisel. The Mishnah mentions the Kaisel as a way of explaining what's the problem, what's the issue in the Mishnah. So the issue in the Mishnah is the Kaisel. And so too, the whole Hefenamid, the Gemara here goes through case after case of the Mishnah. It says exactly the same teretz. Let's go through the cases. Tashma, the Mishnah says, Machikin is Azroim, Vesamacharisha, Vesmeraglaim, and Akaisel Shleishafachim. So it's exactly the same raya. Tama diika kaisel. Haleka kaisel samich. So it's a raya, again, that you're allowed to be samich, which is abaya shita. So the Gemara says the same tarot. Ki leka kaisel nami lai samich, alamai kamash malon, kamash malon, debatunta kashel kaisel. If the kaisel weren't there yet, you wouldn't know why it's awesome. So it mentions what the problem is. And then it goes to the next case in the Mishnah. Toshma serechayim. Gimel min hashechev, shein dalin min harechev. Tamadika kaisel, halakha kaisel samach. Same exact raya, the same exact teretz. Like, ki lakha kaisel nami lo samach. Really, like, really, you're not allowed to be samach. Like Rava said, alamai kamash v'lan, deteria kashel kaisel, that the shaking of the millstone is not good for the kaisel. And finally, the last part of the Mishnah, Tashma v'satanu shloisha mina kil yashin dalem mina safa tamadi kaisel v'leka kaisel samach, the same exact raya, the Gemara same teretz, ki leka kaisel nami lo samach, alamai kamash v'lan, or kamash v'lan, dehav lo kashel kaisel. So it goes through all the cases in the Mishnah, and it says the same thing. It says that even though the Mishnah mentions the Kaisel explicitly, it's Lavdavka, and it's HaKamash Malon telling you the reason for the Harchaka. So what Taisa says on the bottom, the Chayra has to be true for all these cases. What did Taisa say there on the bottom? Mechikin es HaGefes. So the last couple of days we've been working on Taisus. Taisus says, you don't have to be ma'achik if there's no hezek right away. If there's no hezek immediately, you don't have to be ma'achik. So why here do you have to be ma'achik? That was Taisus kasha. So Taisus said, haninami mekalklan esakarka. V'yazik l'kaisel k'shibana. These things are ma'achik immediately. Right, that was Taisus' first teretz. We didn't get to the second teretz. Right, Taisus' first teretz was, these things are mazik immediately. So Taisus holds, as we've been speaking the last few days, Taisus and the Rosh hold, that when is there a din that you can't be saimich, that's only something where the hezek begins right now, that when I'm saimichit right now, the hezek begins. But something where the hezek doesn't begin right away, like opening a window onto a churv v'shel chaverai, that is no problem. So what's with all these other cases? The hezek starts right away in all of them. The hezek starts. All right, there's Ram, the Mecharisha, the Meraglayim, I understand. The Tanu and the Rechayim, how do you understand that? How do you understand Tanu and the Rechayim? The hezek starts right away when you put a... You didn't build a wall yet. And I'm putting an oven on my side. And when I put an oven, I'm building an oven, the heat of the oven is mazik. So we're saying that according to Abaye, I'm not allowed to put an oven. Even if you didn't build a wall yet. Because someday you're going to build a wall, and the heat of an oven is bad for the wall. How are you going to learn that? How do you learn that piece of Gemara? When I build the Tanor, it's already mazik your kaisel. The heat now is mazik it for a week from now when you put up the wall. What? It warms up the karka. Okay, so that's by the Rechaim. But Rechaim you can understand a little better, because the Rechaim shakes and it softens up the ground. So the Ikras, does he say by Tanur? So, so by Rechaim, it could be that he says that when you shake the Rechaim, it softens up the ground right away. A Tanur? Maybe. Same thing. The heat of the Tanur today is already warming up the karka, softening the karka. Oh, that's by Rechaim has shaking. That's good. So Rechaim, I understand. What about Tanur? Tanur is not all shaking, Tanur is all teeth.
Why is shaking not even before Kaisel?
Because it softens up the ground. Shaking makes the ground softer. So the ground is subject to constant trembling of the Rechaim, shaking of the Rechaim. The earth gets soft. Now when you build the Kaisel won't go so well. So by Tanur also, you think, and how do you understand, that the Hevel right now is mazik the ground. A little hard to understand that heat does damage the ground. Maybe it's hard for me to understand that Gephis and Zevel does damage the ground also, but so we'll leave it for now. I think maybe we'll come back when we learn Yechesh Amid Beis, the big Taisvis. Maybe we'll come back to another possible pshat in Tanur, why Tanur should be Aser, why it should be Aser anyway. So Akapanim, all these cases, it's all the same. That Taisa Shita is that these are cases where the Hezek is right away. So Mimela, Rava holds Asa Lismaich, but if there's no Hezek right away, Rava holds Mutta Lismaich. And again, just because we have to straighten out the Shitas of Rishayim, we have two Shilas here. Like I explained when we learned Abaya. Anybody who has any type of Heter, you have two Shilas. If the Abaya holds, you're allowed to be Seinach. So there are two dinim. Abaya holds, you're allowed to put it there in the first place, what I call Rishus to be Seinach. You have Rishus to do it. That's one Heter. And once you do it, once it's there, you have a schus to leave it there. That's Abaya Shita, that's klar. Abaya holds, like the Tzais explained, there's a schus kedima l'rishon. Whoever comes first, first come, first serve. And therefore, Abaya holds that the one who's first, A, he has rishus to put his whatever it is there, and whatever he wants, he can put there first. And secondly, that once he puts it there, it's already mutter to leave it there, even when the other person builds. Even though he dug a bar, the other person now is building, so that's pashit pshat nabai. Now, let's move on to Taisus. Taisus and the Rosh is the same Shita. We're going to call it the Rosh, because in Shulchan Aruch it's called the Shita Sarash. But Taisus and the Rosh hold that Rava doesn't argue in all cases. Rava only argues in cases where it's Gira delay, where there's a Hezek immediately. There, Rav argues with Abaya. But Rav is maida to Abaya. He's maida to Abaya. You're allowed to be Simech something which is not a mazik right away, such as opening a window to the empty lot of Yechaber. Now, why do Taisus and the Rosh hold? Both dinim or just one dinim? Let's see. The first thing they ever shus to do it. That for sure, Taisa says, Rav is made to Abaya. that you have rishus to do it, as long as at the time you're doing it, you're not mazik your friend. What about the second din? That once you do it, you have a schus to leave it there. Does Taisus hold that once you do it, you have a schus to leave it there? From Taisus, I don't see. But the Rosh said beferish that once you do it, you don't get a schus to leave it there. That there's no chazakis. Because you don't get a chazaka for something that the other person can't stop you anyway. You can't make a macha anyway. If I open my window onto his empty lot, he can't make a macha anyway. So therefore, you don't get a schus. This is what it comes out. So you have to realize when we say that Rav is moided to Abaya, like the Rosh, it's only halfway. In the Rishus to put it there, Rav is moided to Abaya. In the schus, that is not moided. Right? In our case, where somebody puts up a basketball hoop, so Leitaisis, Abai and Rav are both mighty. You can put it up. It's not Mazik Yechavim. Once you put it up, you get a schus for the future. Sabayo hold, once you put it up, you get a schus for the future. Even later, person builds a bedroom there and it's Mazik him. Abai holds, you get a schus. But Rav doesn't hold, you get a schus. Rav holds that you're allowed to put it there because it's not Mazik. But as soon as it starts to be Mazik, that's the Rosh Hashitah, that you don't get a schus and that then you're required to take it away. Okay, this is all in the Shita of the Rosh, which is the first Shita in the Shulchan Aruch. I hope you've seen Siman Kuf Nun Dalet Tziv Tes Zayin, where the Rosh Hashitah is brought with an unusual arichas. And the Mechaber brings, depending how you count, four or five cases. I just want to go through the four or five cases quickly, because the first few are relatively easy. First, he says, "Das Rosh Apesach Loin Rishus Chaveiro Shachshav Einam Azikay Bezekriya Ein Shchene Yochel Akav Alav." That's not halacha, like the Rosh and Taisus. And when you open the window, it's not mazik now; everything is good. So that's din number one that the Shulchan Aruch brings. Kim Shachshav Einam Azikay Einam Akav Alav Zanenav Zanei Chaser. So that's case number one. Case number two. Apidvarim ha'ele pasak. B'ruven shehoitzi aliyasei l'chutz. Ruven built, sounds like a porch out. U'pasak v'chaloi. And then he opened the window into his chavez rishus. U'l'besoit nimlach shim in shcheinoi shekenegdei lo'iti gam hublitas aliyasei. And now his friend also builds, maybe this means he builds up on his house. I have a house facing your house, and now I have a window opposite your window. I build up first, the highest, this happens all the time at Flatbush, no? So I'm a Borough Park too. You build another floor. The person builds the top floor, open the window. He's not looking into his chaver. Now, so that he's allowed to do, the Rosh says. Now the chaver builds his opposite him. Now he has a taina that you have a window that looks out into my window. So vaita, that's case number two. Rishoy lasais, sorry. B'saknim Hashem and Shcheinah Shekneged Eloiti Gamu Blitas Aliyasa. He also builds up. B'tayim Ruben Shiachik Binyani Mekneged Chaloina Kadesh Lo Yapil. And he is tining more than the windows. He's tining that he's darkening his window. Shadinishin, he could stop him. So that's the second case that he could say, you put it off the heter, because at that time I couldn't make a macha. But now, when I build up, I guess, and you stuck out in a way that blocks, that darkens my property, so later on he could stop him. What's the chiddush of the second case? The way I learned, the second case is just a bigger chiddush, it's a bigger expense, it's a bigger hefsid, and still he could stop him. He explains the second din, then he goes to the third din. Mitamze pasak, a third din. Ruven shabo liftei chaloin l'chur v'ashimin. This is the case we talked about all along. Ruven opens a window to chur v'ashimin. So the whole thing the same. He's allowed to open it. The other person can't be meicha, but later on he could stop him. No problem with the third case. Now, the fourth case. Umitamze pasak.
Case number four in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know why he doesn't just say the klal. I mean, I guess each case has to have some chiddush to it. But anyway, he says the times that pass at begagim, shei mechusim ra'afim, vein aleihem tashmish. If I have a roof, it's not a flat roof. It's a shingled roof. So yachol psayach alav chaloyin. You can open a window which looks onto my roof because I don't do anything on my roof. Same exact thing. I can't tie the later. I'm going to make a flat roof. No good. You're allowed to do it. Im achas man yiftech ze gadoy v'yochel roisa miyosech halon l'chotzer kefei l'usay smay. So weiter, if later on the circumstances change, im achas man yiftech ze gadoy, later the other person takes away his roof v'yochel l'rois miyosech halon l'chotzer, and he could look into the other person's chotzer, the thing that was blocking him earlier is no longer blocking him. So, so good. I have a window, it's looking out into your chotzer, but you have a building blocking my view, so I'm allowed to do it. If you take away your building, so now I'm looking into your chotzer, so it seems to be just one more case of the same thing. Last case is the hard case. Listen to the case. I have a window open to your chotzer. Now listen to this case. This is a twisted case. I have a window that looks into your chotzer, and you didn't stop me. I have a right to have it there. I have a chazaka already. I have a chazaka with neighbors. And I have a window that looks out into your chatzah, and you never stop me, or maybe I paid you for it. I have a right, I have a window that opens to your chatzah. Now you want to come and to put a building between my window and your chatzah. Can I stop you? Is there any reason I should be able to stop you? Hear the case? I have a window, I could see into your chatzah. So normally I'm not allowed to do that. The case here is I'm allowed to. Either I got a chazaka, I paid you for it, I have a right. You want to put up a wall. You want to put up a building. Build a house. Your house is going to block my view of your chatzah. You have a right to block my view of your chatzah? Of course you have a right. Right? You have a right to block my view of your chatzah. So the Rosh, the Mechaber of Kavanas HaRosh, I could stop you. Why? Because I could taina that maybe sometime in the future your building is going to fall down, and then I'm going to be able to see to your chatzar again, and you'll go to Beis Din, you'll tell Beis Din, make him stop, block up his window, he's looking into my chatzar, and really I have a right to a chatzar. Because Meikarai had the right. And Benzin's going to think, since for the last 10 years there was a building, and I couldn't see to the chatzer, so Benzin's going to think I have no right. And Mamela is going to make me block my window. Zakhtar Rush, therefore I could stop you from building a building opposite my window. What would you do in such a case if you wanted to put up such a window? You wanted to put up such a building. Okay, I have a window. To me, if this case would actually come up, you think the fellow has no grounds for his taina. It's a weird taina. I'm telling you, I have a right to look into your chatzer. I don't want you to build a house, because if you build a house, when your house falls down, you're going to make me stuff up the window. So what would you say? You'll say, I'll give you a shtar, we'll sign with Aiden, that you have a right. No? So Shulchan Aruch says, and we're going to tie that I'm going to give you a shtar, you'll have a right. I could say, I don't want to have to save shtaris. He says, you're going to tell me you'll have Eidim, that it was mutter? So I could say, I don't want to patchka with Eidim. Assumably it means with shtaris also. And finished. I could. So here, there's a tremendous chiddush in the Rush. I don't know if the Rush says it. It says here that it's from the Rush. So it must be in the Rush later that we didn't get this. There's some Simon Bays. Isn't it Simon Bays? I didn't realize. I didn't know. But anyway, when you hear the case, we have the Rush that we had all along. Now we have an additional chiddush of the Rush that I could say, I don't want you to build a building because maybe it's going to fall and then you'll make me stuff my window and then I'll have a hard time finding Eidim or finding my shtar. And it is such a taina, such a musig of a taina that the Rush holds it. Okay, we're going to put this aside. This is Shita Sarash. Yeah.
Can you make it for the Chazis?
Chazis, in this case, I don't think that there's a... The Chazis is for the ownership of the wall. So it's true, the person builds the wall for the Chazis.
But we always know that he's going to build the wall. It's
true, but Hilkina, I built the wall and then you opened the window. So when you opened your windows after my wall, and you couldn't see the chatzar, but now that you can see the chatzar, it does. Why can't he have Bez and hold the shtar? That's a good question.
Or he can have a shtar that he built it, that he built the window.
Shtar that he built it first.
So he
didn't say, okay, so Vice could say, I don't want to patch glue. I don't know.
But the person himself can hold the shtar.
Who?
The owner of the window.
The owner of the window says, I don't want to bother holding shtar. That's what it seems.
Let Bezen hold the
shtar. So why can't he say, let Bezen hold the shtar? So it's also an ASIC, I guess. 10 years, 20 years from now, the building's not going to fall down tomorrow. It'll fall down in 20 years, and 20 years from now, I'm going to have to go find in Bezen holds hundreds of stars. After finding, I'm asking to everything you're saying. I'm just telling you what says the Shulchan Aruch. I'm asking it's a kiddush. I can't. I just want, for a reason, to put a point this out. All right, let's move on to the other two shittas of Rishayim. Okay. Again, the Rush says. And Tosis that if there's no hezek right away, you have rishus to be saimach, but you get no schus for the future. We already learned Rabbeinu Yaina. We know Rabbeinu Yaina, who holds you have no rishus to be saimach. Rabbeinu Yaina says you never, like Rava, you're never allowed to be saimach. Shema Yazik. If you are saimach for 3 years, then you do get a schus. But you're not allowed to be saimach in the first place. Now we have a third sheet, the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch brings B'Shem the Rashba. A totally different reason. The Avla Rashba Kosev, Sheruvein Habol of Sayach Halayin Al Chotzer Shimon, Bakim She'ena Mazika Yashar Bezekriya. Shimon Tayin Shehu Yivne B'Shaloi, Hayayim Alamacha V'Yazikeru, B'Riya, by looking Shadinim Shimon, the Loi Boi L'Mekin Behadei L'Machar B'Dina V'Dayna. We have now a new concept, which is going to carry through the Perek. The Rashba's concept, which in the Lashon HaRashba is, I could tell you, I have an empty lot. You're opening a window. I say, you're opening a window, I'm going to build a house, so you're going to have to close your window. So you're telling me, don't worry, when you build a house, I'll close the window. I could say, Eini Reitzel L'Sa'atzeim Imcha B'Din. I don't want to have to go fight with you in a din title. You're right. Right now you're allowed to have the window. But I don't want to have to go schlep you to a din title. When I build my house, and I'll take you to a din title until you're going to do it. Amy writes you, l'satzeim imcha b'din. And therefore, I could stop you immediately. So in halacha, he holds like Rav Eliyahu, that could stop you immediately. But his reason is a totally different reason. Yeah, we're neighbors, me and you. You want to open a window that's not mazik me? I'm telling you, later I'm going to build a house. So you say to me, you don't let me. I'm saying to you, I don't let you open a window now. Because in a few years I'm going to build a house, it's going to be a problem for me. And you say, I'm going to look at you, I'll close up the window. So I tell you, no, I don't want to patchka with you, the dintaira, any rights on satan imcha b'din. And that's a taina with which you win. As I state in Rashba. So the Rashba, Ladina, is the same as Rebbeinu Yaina, but for a different reason. That you have no rishus to be sainach, but for a totally different reason. What does he hold about the second part? So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. See, Shulchan Aruch's Lashon is the following. If he brings the Rashi, he says, Chein das haraydin, rivash, harbe me'achroinim, the achroinim of the Shulchan Aruch is rishainim, v'chein das rabbeinu yoyin of a Ramban, v'ochi naktinon. Okay, it says here, v'ochi naktinon, we paskin like, at least, mechaber, paskins like this Rashba and Ramban. Then he says, what about the second part? What about the second part? He says, okay, I have no rishus. If you did it, you get a chazaka. Because of Haramban, the Rali, she'ene yachol lahavzik olav, hayol veinam ezike adayim. He says, b'shem the Ramban. It's not clear if the Rashba agrees, but some the Rashba doesn't say anything about it clearly. It says, b'shem the Ramban, that even though we paskin like the Rashba, but 3 years, you don't get a chazaka. She'ene yachol lahavzik olav, hayol veinam ezike adayim. So here, you get a double loss. You have no rishus to be seinach. Plus, if you are seinach for 3 years, you get no schus. Which is the most chomer dika shita on the neighbor of all the three shitas. Because the Rosh held, you have rishus to do it, but you don't get a schus. You don't get a schus of 3 years. Rabbeinu Yoina held, you have no rishus to put it there, but if you get it there for 3 years, you do get a schus. And here we have a shita that you have no rishus to put it there, and if you do put it there, and he doesn't say anything, you have no schus. You have no right to keep it there. So getting back to our basketball example, a basketball hoop example, if we paskin like the Rashba, if you're my neighbor, and you put up a basketball hoop, you have no rishus to do it. I could tell you that I'm going to build a bedroom there and you're going to end up being mazik me. So you're going to tie the kimim like the Rosh. But if you go like this shita, so I could tell you, you have no rishus to put it there. What happens if I don't say anything and you put it there for 3 years and it's been there for 10 years? Most neighbors today, nobody wants to make fights. Most neighbors just don't say anything. Right? That would be the most common case. No, person puts a hoop. Right now it doesn't bother me. I'm worried about 10 years from now. So I'll worry about it then. So you're playing ball there for 10 years, and now I want to build a bedroom. So now could I stop you? Now could I say, okay, stop now? So the Ramban is saying that I could stop you. You have no schus. Even though you were here 3 years, you have no schus. Rabbeinu Yaina would hold you, do I have a schus? Rabbeinu Yoina holds, you do have a schus. The Ramban is saying that you have no schus. No right in the first place, and no right now. The Ramban, as we will see, Mitz Hashem, is the subject of the Kuntres HaMazikin, the Kuntres HaMazikin of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with how to paskin halacha l'maisa in the basketball hoop case, really. In this type of case, where you have no rishus to do it, but you did it, you can get a schus for 3 years. This Rabban's Kumra that you don't get a schus. So you make a chart of the altogether four shittas. Abaya holds that you check off both. Abaya, you put a check in both the columns. You have rishus to do it, and you get a schus. Right? You make a column, rishus and schus. Abaya holds, you have rishus to put it there, and you have a schus to put it there. Rava, according to the Rosh, holds, you check in the first column, you have a shus to put it there, but an X in the second column, you get no schusim. Rabbeinu Yaina holds, an X in the first column, you have no shus to put it there, and a check in the second column, you have a schus if you put it there. And the Ramban and the Rashba, according to the Rava, hold, you have no shus to put it there, and you get no schus if you put it there. So if you want to have complicated. So again, I mean, this is what makes it complicated. The fact that you have all these sheep, this at least Abaya we know don't paskin like, which we'll have to see if that's emes in the end of the sugya, that we don't paskin like Abaya. But at least for now, we think we don't paskin like Abaya. So we have the other three sheep. Okay? This is the Seder Hid. Okay? These are the sheep you have to have klar. Yeah. What needs a Hezber is this Rashba. What's going on with the Rashba? The Rashba is telling me you and I have an argument, and I have I do have a right to do something. But you're saying you don't want me to have that right, because you know in a few years you're going to have to be misata me my bedin. You're going to have a hard time swapping me the din Torah. Why can't I say, you won't have to schlep me to din Torah. I'll take it away. You tell me, I'll take it away immediately. Why can't I say that? Why do you win? We're neighbors. I want to put up a basketball hoop. I want to open up a window over your empty lot. Really, Mikra Din, the Rashba holds, Mikra Din, I have a right. You could stop me, because you could kinda, later when I build a house, you'll be mazik me. And I know you, I'm going to have to schlep you to din Torah. So I say, what do you mean you have to schlep me to din Torah? I'm a lechiyid. When it'll come time that you'll build your house, I'm going to block up my window. Or I'm going to take down my hoop. Or I'm going to take away the Ali on the Gag. If I have a right to do it, imagine you're standing in Bezdin. You have two people standing in front of you, today and a Nitzvah, two Balei Dinim. And you know that Mikra Din, he has a right. But they're arguing. He says, I don't want you to do it, because I'm going to have to schlep you to din Torah. And he's saying, you won't have to schlep me to din Torah. So who wins? What in the world is going on here? Why should the Taina make sense that I'm going to have to schlep you to din Torah? Why? Well, there are honest people in the world. If the halacha is they have to do something, you do it. They're standing in Bezna right now. Bezna's telling him, as soon as he builds, you have to block up your window. No? Anybody can explain the Rashba? It's a very, very difficult Rashba. What's the Hezber in this whole logic? I don't want to schlep you to the entire. Of course, I don't want you to schlep me to the entire either. I'm a very honest person. I'm very, very honest. If you don't believe me, you could ask my boss, you could ask my partners. No? Why can't he understand the Taina? What kind of Taina? I don't want to schlep you to the entire. Who says you have to schlep me to the entire? Who ever heard of such a Taina? You ever heard of such a thing? I don't want to have to schlep you to the entire. For that, you could stop me from doing something that Maker Adin I have a right to do, doing it in my own rishus. I'm opening a window in my own property. I'm putting up a basketball hoop on my side of the line. And you have a right to stop me because of such a weird Taina that you don't want to schlep me to din Torah later. You know, there are plenty of cases that go to din Torah. But, you know, I like to think that Ruba de Ruba, most Sichsuchim get settled, is Geshayla, whatever the din is, the 2 year for me, you didn't do. No? So this Rashba is something of a problem in Havana. And the Rashba, the Nisivis, says a pshat in the Rashba, which changes it to only be emes in certain cases. If everyone agrees with Nisivis, I don't know. I only know I see the Nisivis. And he says a pshat in the Rashba. Again, if you're picturing in your mind the four columns, the Rashba is the third column, the shita that holds, the fifth column, the shita that holds Ein lei soinech, and if you soinech, ein lei schus. He has no schus of chazak because of this time. So the question is why the time makes sense. So Zokta Nesiv is pshat in the Rashba. This is based on the Chubas Rashba himself, which is brought in the Sma, which we are going to learn Yitz Hashem. But the Nesiv says the following: Nesiv is Sivkat Yitzayim. He says there are two types of Shechenim who want to be Saimech. One type is Shachin, who's Saimech in his Rishos and is not benefiting from his neighbor's Rishos. For example, let's say I want to make a tanur, an oven, in the first floor of a two-story building. Now, I'm not talking about today's ovens, I'm talking about the old ovens. I want to make an oven, and the oven's going to have smoke. The next Gemara, which we're up to, I hope we'll still start today. Next Gemara says, if I put smoke, so for you, if you just live there, it doesn't do damage. But if you have an oitzer, if you store merchandise there, it will do damage. Either it's smoke, or some Rishonim will learn it's the heat, either way. I want to put a tana, it's going to do damage to you. Right now, you don't have an oitzer on the top floor. Right now, I would like to put in the oven. Am I allowed to put in the oven? Let's go through the shittas. Rava says you could. Abaya says you could put in the oven. The Rosh says Pashtus you could put in the oven. We'll see. The Rabbeinu Yaina says you can't put in the oven. So you get a chazaka 3 years, and then when I build an eitzer upstairs, I'm going to be stuck. The Rabbeinu says you can't put in the oven. The Rashba is going to say what we learned till now. The Rashba will say, you can't put in the oven. Because when you put in the oven, later when I want to build the Eitzer upstairs, I'm going to have to schlep you the dintayim. Zucht and Nesivis, in that case, the Rashba is maida, then it's mutter. The only case the Rashba holds that this taina is a taina shalai yisatz and imay the din, is a taina where I'm opening a window into your rishus. When I open a window into your rishus, I'm benefiting from your air, from your light, from that avir of your chatzar. The light of your chatzar benefits me. How am I getting light? My house is built up to the boundary. I'm getting light from you. I'm getting avir from your rishus. You kutaina, I don't want you to have my air. I don't want you to have my light. So I answered, so you can't stop me. So there, where I'm benefiting from you, and the only reason I'll win is because Zenehenev is Elay Chaser, there you kataina, you're a chaser because you're afraid you're going to have to be misatzim imay b'din. You're afraid you're going to have to shlep me to din, so therefore you're a chaser. So therefore you don't want me to have a situation where I'm benefiting from the light of your rishus. Only in that case was the Rashba talking. But if you would have a case where I'm not benefiting from your rishus, the Rashba would be maida to the Rosh, that in that case you could be saimach, because there's no taina shloi yisatzimi my b'din. There's not a taina. You can't taina. Your talk is a ridiculous taina. I don't want you to do it because I'm going to have to shlep you to the entire. No such thing. You can't. That's not a tefiyah on somebody that I'm going to schlep you the entire. So Zakta Nesivis, the Rashba's halacha is very limited only to a type of case when I open my window, I'm benefiting from your rishus. The basket, I guess, will be yasa too, because I have to bounce around on your rishus too. Nachinami, the basket case will be similar. And any case where I'm benefiting from your rishus, it will be the same thing. But most cases where I'm not benefiting from your rishus, here it won't apply. What? Because the only reason I have a right is I could say Zenehenev is Elay Chaser, that you have no loss. So you could tell me, the halacha is, if you have a pruta loss, then it's not Zenehenev is Elay Chaser. You have a mashu of a loss. Because I'm coming to take from you. If I'm going to take from you, you could say, I don't want to give you. I'm afraid. But otherwise, it's not a taina. I don't want to shlep with you to the entire. What kind of taina is that? What? So it's enough to make him a chaser in the case of Zen and Vizela
chaser. Why?
You're saying you'll be honest, right? You're saying you'll be honest. I'm saying I'm afraid. My fears are not enough to cause you a hefsid. My fears are not enough that I could take something from you. I'm afraid. I'm genuinely afraid. I don't want to go the entire. That's not enough to stop you from doing something in your rishus. But it's enough that you can't force me to benefit you. I don't want to benefit you because it gets me nervous. That's good enough reason. It gets me nervous. You can't force me to benefit you. If it's Zenehenev is Alechasi, you can force me. But if I say it gets me nervous, so that's a good enough reason that you can't force me to give you a benefit. Zenehen v'zeleh chasim means you're forcing me to give you a benefit. I don't have to. This is the way the Nesivus learns. And he says in Nafkamina, if you have two houses on two sides of a street, one house on one side of the street, one house on the other, and one house is a churva, it's still an empty lot. And a person opens a window, or he wants to open a window. So going like the Rajba. The Rajba was the two X's, right? You can't be Simech, you get no schus. That's only if my property is right up against your property. So when I open my window, I benefit from your avir. So then the Rajba holds, I can't force you. And you can stop me from opening my window. But if there's a street in between, if there's a street in between, and the street is less than Dalet Amis, so still, if my house would be up already, I could stop you from opening a window to look into my chatzel. But my house is not up yet, and you want to open a window, and I come to you and I tell you, I don't want to be misatzim imcha b'din, I don't want to schlep with you to a din taira. Zakt in the Sivis, it's really from a Tshuvas HaRajba. In that case, I'm allowed to open the window. In that case, the Rajba is related to the Rush, that I'm allowed to open the window because I'm not benefiting from your avir. My avir is the Rosh Hashanah Rabban Dika avir. Since I'm benefiting from the Rosh Hashanah Rabban Dika avir, you can't stop me. So it comes out, if you make the chart, which you should have just so that it, just to remember it for your memory, the fourth line of the chart has to have a very serious asterisk. Not in all cases, it's only a few cases. The bottom line, which is the Rashi and the Ramban, which is double X, that I stop you and I stop you, light in the Sivis, we'll have to see if everyone agrees with the Sivis, light in the Sivis, it's extremely limited. It's only in such cases like Avir or similar cases where I'm benefiting from your Rishis. Now, we're going to have to see, when we talk about Halacha L'maisa, when we finish the Sogia, we're going to have to see if this is. If Rabbi Kivager and his conscious really accepts the Nesivus, or if he's assuming not like the Nesivus, we'll have to see. But Lamaisa, as of now, like I said, from the page in Shulchan Aruch, these are the four sheets we have. Abaya, and don't ignore Abaya. Usually Abaya at the end of a sugya is not lahalacha. You can never ignore Abaya. But here Abaya is going to come back to us in the end of a sugya. You'll see why. There'll be some paskin like Abaya. And then we only Yal Kigam pass like Abaya. There'll be some who say that Rav is Meidah to Abaya at the end. But right now we have Abaya, who says both checks. You have Rishus to put it there, the Schus of Gimel Shanim. You have the Rosh, who says you have Rishus but no Schus. Ben Yainu, who says you have no Rishus but you do have a Schus of 3 years. And the Rajba, I leave it to Ramban, the Rajba of a Ramban, who hold, you're missing both. Okay, this is the setup of the sugya. It's the beginning of the sugya, it's the end of the sugya, it's everything together. Tosfos brings it in the beginning. But this is the setup of our sugya. We have here the sheet that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Yaina, interestingly enough, is not really brought in Shulchan Aruch, except that it says Rabbeinu Yaina passes like the Rajba, la halacha. Although it's only half la halacha like the Rajba, but that's what's brought here in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the there's one kasha I just wanted to get back to. Again, on our four lines, we had the Rabbeinu Yaina, the Rush. The Rush said that you're allowed to be Seimach. I told you yesterday, even though we passed him like the Rajba, but a person could take Kimli like the Rush. So the Rush, Lahalacha, if a person wants, he could take Kimli. I want to be not like the Rush. The Rush holds, again, that you're allowed to be Simach, but you don't get a Chazaka. Why? Why, if I open my window to your Churva, why don't I get a Chazaka? So the Rush said a reason, because Eini Yachol Limchais. Because you can't make a Macha on me anyway. You can't stop me. So the Kasha on that is that we had on Daf Lamed Hay, that if I have a field, and I have a friend of mine, I tell him, work in the field, take the payers for me. I have a friend who's Yerudot HaSadach HaVeira. I tell him to work in my field. So I'm afraid he's going to tie the chazaka. He's really my worker. But after 3 years, I'm afraid I have a chazaka, so what do we say you do? You make a macha. You make a macha. Now, there are two types of macha. There's a macha which is a protest. If a ganav is in my field, I make a macha, that's a protest. And daf lamed hey, you have a macha which is just an announcement. I'm not protesting that he's in my field. I told him to go to my field. But it's an announcement. I'm announcing to the world that even though he's in my field, he doesn't get a chazaka, it's really my field. Alamed hey, we have such a macha, which is just an announcement. So the kasha is, how could the Rosh say, you can't make a macha? If he opens up a window onto my chorva, he doesn't get a chazaka because the owner couldn't make a macha anyway. Hitaka couldn't make a protest type of macha. To protest the window, he couldn't. The person has a right to have a window there. But he could have made the daf lamed hey type of macha, the announcement. To make an announcement that this is my, that even though he's opening his window for 3 years, you should know that he didn't buy it from me, he has no right, he could still make the announcement type of macha. So why, what does the Rosh mean? You can't make a macha. Okay. But why, if I go in the first year, so he won't have a chazaka?
Where?
Well, we have a machlek shayim that you have to do it every 3 years. Because sometimes he bought it after the last macha. Right?
That's not if it didn't went down on the arts. That's a stam macha. That's a regular macha. But if you went down on the arts, then you don't have to make a macha every 3 years.
Right, we did say that in a case where somebody starts. We had a case. The case is Gebayit on primarily on Daf Mem Tes, a husband who goes down to his wife's rishus. We had, you're referring to Tes Lamed Gimel, that Uman Va'aris Ein LeChazaka. There's certain people who are known, like a husband. His wife has a field. They get married. The husband's working in the field. Does the wife have to make a macha every 3 years? So the halacha is she doesn't have to make a macha every 3 years. Because it's your dua. Again, a protest she's not making. An announcement? Why does she have to make an announcement? Everyone knows her husband works with Nitzim Luk Shal Chaveir. Zaktik Tzais, the same thing by us. By us, what announcement are you going to make? You have to make an announcement that he's opening a window. It's not because he has rights. Everyone realizes, like the Rosh, it's a churva and a window. So everyone knows the halacha that you're allowed to open a window onto a churva. So when the Rosh says he can't make a macha, he means an announcement type of macha he doesn't have to make. It's like Nisei Malug. Nisei Malug, you don't have to make an announcement. The Tosfos on Lamed Gimel gave a list of people who are Yadua. If it's Yadua, Uman Va'aris, Ein Lechazaka, B'stei Arisasa, the Yadua may akar, but Arisa Risusas L'yada. So if it's Yadua, you don't have to make a macha. So when the Rosh says he can't make a macha, the Rosh means he can't make a protest macha. An announcement macha he can make, but there's no need for it. There's no need for him to make it, because the announcement is ki'ilu, it's already announced. So Mela, it's very geshmak. What does the Rosh say? He has rishus to do it, but he doesn't get a chazaka. Why does he get a chazaka? Because it's ki'ilu he made the announcement every 3 years. Because it's known. It's like Nisei Malug, like an artist. Something that's known, there's no need to make the announcement every 3 years. To make a macha, to protest, that he can't, because he can't stop it. So Mimela, the Rosh holds that since he couldn't make a macha, so Mimela he holds there's no chazak. Okay, so these are the four shittas. Let's see the next Toshma. Lo yiftach adam chanus shel nachtumin v'shel tzavoyim tachas oitzvei shel chaveiroi. Okay, this is the next case we have to spend time on. It's a Mishnah later in the Perek. A person is not allowed to open a store that involves an oven, which either a nachtoim is a cook or a baker, Shotavoyim, or someone who dies, clothing, which also requires a fire. Tachas oitzer shel chaveray, under his friend's oitzer, his friend has merchandise stored upstairs. So here Rashi says that the smoke does damage, Tosfos says the heat does damage. Either way, v'lo refes bakar, refes bakar, the smell does damage. Tamadika oitzer, it's only yasa because the oitzer is there already. Haleka oitzer of it, it's a raya to abaya. Haleka oitzer of it. So here I'll answer the same question. Bottom Tosfos said Rava only argues if the hezek starts right away. Over here, does the hezek start right away? Does the hezek start immediately? If I want to make an oitzer, I want to store my peiros upstairs. And right now, you have downstairs an oven shel nachtoymim, or tzvoyim, or refes bakar. Is that already damaging my potential for an oitzer? So I would think no. I would think not. And then we have a kasha. But I looked at that Mishnah in the Rosh, and there, Siman Vav in the Rosh, the Rosh doesn't say anything, but the Papulei Charifta says, he only says it about the Rehi, he explains the Refes, Papulei Charifta there, Oiskov says, Kivon Sheha Refes Masriach Le'aliyah, what's a Refes? It's animals. The animals gives a bad smell to the upstairs. Even though the parents are not upstairs yet. So he says that's called Gira Dilay. So it's considered the Hezek starts right away. So at least in the Refes Bakar, I think we could all understand, the Refes Bakar, the Hezek starts right away. So I guess it means Chanusha Nachtayim Shal Tzavam also, it starts right away. Huh? Same bad smell? Nachtayim is a bad smell. What's so bad about the smell? A nachtayim, the damage is either the smoke or the heat. Right? Pirsha kunchus mishum ha'ashan. And the Rabbeinu Tam, that tama shahevel mazik ha'sa'itzer, the heat. Heat is hard to understand. Very hard to understand. I'm putting an oven downstairs. You plan 6 months from now to put an oitzer upstairs. So when I put in my oven now, it's already mazik now for 6 months from now, because the heat is mazik your peiros. When it's a heat, it's no good for peiros, right? Peiros get ripe very fast. You try to keep peiros cold, not hot. Right? They get wormy if you have heat. So how you can understand this? 6 months earlier, I can't put in my oven, because 6 months from now, you plan to put in an oitzer. My refes bakar, I understand. The smell comes now, it'll be here 6 months from now. But the heat of the nachtayim, a little hard, no? It's a little hard to understand. It comes now, but it doesn't do damage now. What? There's no peiros upstairs. But Tosfos says the only time, Tosfos in the Rosh Hashita is, the only time I'm not allowed to put something near your Rishus ahead of time is only if the damage starts right now. So Tosfos says that Gefes and Zevel, the damage starts right now. But how by Tanur does the damage start right now? Okay, so we're going to come back to this. I believe that I'll take on a Mishnayis. Maybe one of the Mefarshim Mishnayis explains how the damage starts right away. And we'll come back to this.